So we just have some massive news that came out of Ford and GM. See, they just got approved to actually create industrial banks for themselves. And now, what does that mean? That means that they can actually set up a bank where they can take deposits from customers, they can open up savings accounts, and all of this can be done within under the GM and the Ford name. And what they can then do with that money is use it to actually fund auto loans. Well, what kind of auto loans are they going to be funding with this money? Well, they'll be funding purchases of their own products. And see, big banks really hate this idea and that this actually got approved, because there's a lot of downside that can actually happen with this. But there's a few other reasons why these big banks would hate for Ford and GM to start dipping their toes into their business. And there's one big obvious reason, right? We'll just lead off with that, and that's they're going to now be taking a lot of business from the auto loan sides of a lot of these big banks. You think like JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Capital One, they write a lot of auto loans. But if you have manufacturers like Ford or GM that come in and are able to write loans to their customers that are actually buying their products, and they do it in a massive way. See, they're already able to do that now, but with them actually being approved for this banking, then they can do it in a very, very mass scale, and then they'll have a lot of money to be able to back writing a lot more of these loans. All right, so one thing I want to point out, we have two Tahoes here, and let me show you the price on this one. It is almost $94,000, but that's not the big thing I want to look at. This is what I want to look at. It's a destination fee of $2,595. See, destination charges are what the manufacturer basically charges you as a consumer to get the vehicle from wherever it was produced to here at a dealership lot. And we can look over here on this one. This is a Premier Edition. This one's $80,000, but still the same destination fee. And one thing I want to point out is a destination fee is a way for these manufacturers to increase prices without increasing prices, if that makes sense. They don't have to necessarily put the price or raise the price on the MSRP, but over the last year or so, they have greatly increased those destination fees. Both GM, Ford, and Stellantis have all done this. And it's rampant right now in the car market, where, okay, everyone's crying about prices, everything seems so high, sales volumes are going down because consumers think everything is too high, and it absolutely is. So a way for these manufacturers, and what they're doing right now to combat this, is find ways to continue to raise prices on consumers without putting it just blatantly on the top line, right? They try to sneak it in there with just like that destination fee. And all over the car market, this is happening. You think about, well, how can dealerships do the same thing? Well, dealerships might be keeping, even used car dealers like myself, might be keeping their prices the same. But when you go in there and actually try to buy that $10,000 used car, well, the dock fee that they had last year might have been $500, but now it's $899. And this is a way for a lot of these companies in the car market to still try to just stick it to the customer, but not just do it right out front, right? Try to sneak it around with a lot of these trucks when they're just going to raise the destination fee by $600, $800, whatever. Okay, well, this is from the manufacturer, so everybody's got to pay it. And it doesn't matter what you're buying, how much you're getting off the truck, still got to pay that destination fee, and GM's got to get paid, right? And one thing that's interesting that I read from Ford, I'm not sure if GM's going to do this, but I would assume that they're also going to go this route, is that Ford would also start financing service, parts, and labor. So you can go in and get your truck fixed at Ford instead of going to your local mechanic, and instead of having to pay a full price for whatever job that you're getting done at that local mechanic, we can go into Ford and you can make payments on that big job that you got to get done. And we know if you have a Ford truck, you're going to be at the shop a lot. And we got all these recalls that have been happening. We have all these new trucks that are having major problems. If you're going to buy a new Ford truck, you're going to have issues down the road. And the thing about it is, you got to get that truck fixed. You're not going to be able to trade it in. You got too much negative equity. You're not going to be able to sell it because you're upside down on it. You're just going to have to drive it until the end of the loan. And your loan's now, 12, 13 years? You got kind of, you have a 15-year fixed mortgage now on your F-150. So you got to get it fixed. So now what do you get to do? Well, you can just start making, you can add on another monthly payment on top of what you're already paying to get your truck fixed. And then you just, you have to drive it until you die, I guess, cause that's going to happen before you actually get it paid off. So I did want to look at some of the more affordable stuff, at least while we're here. And these are the Equinox, so it's a smaller SUV. Let's look at this one over here. What do we got here? 2026 Equinox Active front wheel drive. Price on it is $41,583, but that's with the added stuff at this dealership. They added $2,500. Price right at $39,000. For a small SUV, it's $39,000, and that's really what your average family is probably going to be looking for. I know I go to Ford a lot and look for one of their cheaper models. I think like the Bronco Sports are like in the mid-30s. But that's, I mean, out of this car market, that's what you're getting is mid-30s. To low 40s for just about the cheapest family vehicle that you can find on these from GM or Ford. And they don't do four-door sedans anymore. That's what you got to go. You still got to go SUV. So it's a problem. And this is why you're seeing manufacturers dip into other routes to try to make money off of their customers, because their customer base is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And let's look at it. This is a 2026 Silverado 1500. I guess that's just regular whatever on this, but this is about as basic as you can get on one of these trucks. And still $43,000. So the cheapest Silverado you can get. I mean, this is a long bed, which is ugly in my opinion, but I mean, this is used for work. And it's a two-door. And it's still $43,000. I mean, they got a lot of them sitting here. But that's what you're looking at. And this is fleet. This is entry-level stuff that a lot of retail consumers are not even going to be able to get to be able to purchase something like that, because a lot of these sales are done in quantity. Like they buy a lot to get that kind of deal from one of these deals. So even that cheap $43,000 price, which is still ridiculous for a truck, especially that truck right there, you can't even get that because you're only buying one of them. And GM and Ford, they're going to have to find creative ways to be able to make money in this market. We just had GM, they reported their quarter and revenues were down 5% year over year. And just over the broader market, we know that volumes are going to continue to go down because we don't have anything that's on the horizon. We don't have tariffs that are coming off. We don't have any ways that we see that these manufacturers are going to greatly decrease prices. Yeah, volumes are down, demand can be down, consumers are pinched, but at the end of the day, they have to make all this kind of money to appease their shareholders, and they're not going to do that by lowering their prices. What do? They lower their volumes, and they increase the amount of money that they make per vehicle. We've seen this over the last 3-4 years now. This is the direction that all these manufacturers are going. They're trying to figure out how to peel off as much money as possible on each and every single transaction, because as the prices have gone up, market's gotten weaker, consumers gotten weaker, volumes go down, so they have to make money off those few customers that can still actually buy trucks. And I mean, you can see it, what these basic trucks out here, still $45,000 for these small basic trucks. And then if you go into something that people actually want, the bigger four-door vehicles, I mean, the bigger four-door trucks, the nicer like Tahoes, I mean, those things over there are $98,000. Crazy. Something else that I could see happening with everything that costs so much, these truck prices that are $70,000-$80,000, people aren't able to afford them. But well, we know that everyone, at least 83% or more right now, are payment buyers. So that means no one's paying cash for these things. They're getting into loans. So another thing that a lot of these manufacturers could do if they get into the lending space, like Ford and GM are doing right now, is they can make programs where, okay, it's not a 9-year loan anymore. It's not these crazy long loan terms. Well, we can even push them even crazier, right? We can have a 15-year loan on these trucks so people can actually afford the monthly payment. You're going to have people that foolishly just sign up for these loans, and it just creates a bad system where other banks that are not wanting to get as risky as Ford or GM, since they're moving their own product with these loans, that they're not going to be willing to do that. So they get shoved out, and now you have a ton of these 15-year loans. And I mean, mark my words, that's going to happen in probably not so distant future from what we're dealing with right now, because these trucks just keep going up and up and up and up. The prices keep going up and up and up and up, and these consumers can't afford them. But if they can afford the monthly payment, they can do it. Right now, it's very tough for them to have a $1,200, a $1,500 monthly payment at a 7, 8, 9 year loan. But if we keep extending and extending and extending these loans, which I'm sure is what GM and Ford are going to want to do, well, they can get more butts in seats, because then that consumer can afford, I put quotation marks up, it's the same price, they're paying even more than what they would be, but they can afford, they think, that monthly payment. And if they can get them in at that payment that they want, man, these trucks will fly off the shelves. So one thing I will say about everything that's going on with these manufacturers, the approach that they're trying to take, instead of trying to move volumes like what we're accustomed to in the car market, trying to make more money off each individual customer, it really helps the helps. It doesn't help at all. It hurts the used car side of things. And that's where my business lives. I'm a small used car dealer. And if these manufacturers continue to go the way that they're going, it continuously makes it harder and harder and harder for me to even exist with what I do. I'm a used car dealer. I sell cars that are $5,000 and under. And it's been so difficult over the last few years because the volumes of trade-ins that are coming in. So if these manufacturers right here that are selling these vehicles, whenever they jack the price up so high, well, what are people doing? Well, they're not buying them, and they're not trading in their older used vehicle. Like that Toyota Camry that they have that's worth $2,000 sitting in their driveway, there's not a big scenario out there where they're going to go and trade that $2,000 Toyota Camry into a dealership. Dealership's only going to give them $800 for it, and then they're going to buy a brand new vehicle. There's not really any of those customers left out there. So those vehicles that I need to get to auction, where I can go and buy that for $1,500, sell it for $2,500 on my car dealership, that's just not happening anymore. So we're having to sift through so much junk because people are only trading in cars because they have to and not because they want to. And this has been a very weird car market for us to navigate. And as these manufacturers continue to do what we just talked about through this whole video, it's going to continue to be just a sob story coming out of me and what I'm dealing with in the car market, until I just eventually go out of business, or it just gets so hard that we can't find vehicles to actually fund our inventory at our lot. And this is just another step with the banking that we talked about in this, just another just more proof showing that these manufacturers, they're not trying to lean on volume. That's not where they want to make their money. They want to make their money off their margins, off of profiting as much as they can off each and every transaction. And with them getting into banking, they can now make lots of money on the front end selling that one individual very expensive truck, and then also they get to have the interest that they're going to make off of it through the whole system. And it could be even worse than what I'm saying right now, because for GM, they could get into a situation where they're making so much money off these loans that they become a finance company that just happens to also sell trucks. So then their forte is not going to be actually moving metal, which is what I need them to do so I can get their trade-ins. Well, no, their forte is going to be, okay, let's just keep buying loans, selling loans, packaging loans, making money off the interest, and that's our focus. That's what we're going to try to do. The car selling doesn't matter at that point. And if that actually happens, then volumes are going to keep going down because prices are going to continue to go up, because they're just going to make more money off the interest than they are going to off the actual truck. They don't care about selling the trucks anymore. By the way, let's look at this one. 2025 3500 High Country, four-wheel drive, $95,000. And prices just keep going up and up and up and up. And transactions will keep going down and down and down and down. And the available used cars will go down and down and down and down. And then the money that I'm able to make in the cars that I'm able to sell are just going to keep going down and down and down and down until there's no more. Everybody will just lease everything. Or we'll all just get picked up in robo taxis I don't know. Something, it's bad. It's bad. It's going to continue to get bad.